Welcome in to the Fall Sports Series premiere of this week in St. Xavier Bombers Athletics here on ESPN Media, powered by Sidearm Sports. My name is Jason Griefer. We're going to do a deep dive kind of every couple of weeks here with St. X Athletic Director Brian Reinhardt here on stxsports.net. You can listen to this podcast on any of your favorite podcast platforms. It's also available to watch as we record this via Zoom over YouTube. Brian, good to talk to you. We certainly appreciate you joining us here for this venture. Let's get right into kind of the starting of the season. We're just getting going here. A lot of our athletics are already underway. One of the things I did want to cover before we get into the athletics and talking about some of your student athletes as well, are the COVID policies that you have in place there at St. X. For fans who haven't been to an event yet and are maybe planning on it here in the coming days, in the coming weeks, just kind of go over for fans what your COVID policies are as far as outdoor events and then also the indoor events.
Yeah, sure. It's great to be here and looking forward to communicating and letting people know what's going on here at St. X Athletics. Yeah, as you know, COVID is continuing and it's every school is a little bit differently and we're trying to navigate everything as best we can. We constantly are having meetings and with Hamilton County, the Board of Health, as a school, as a community, to try to figure out what's best to keep our students and our families safe, certainly, but to also to allow sports to continue. We know the benefit of school, of course, and as well as athletics. So we want to do everything we can to continue that. So we are right now, our school policy is that we ask, if you're welcome to wear a mask, you're not required to wear a mask, especially unvaccinated people. We highly suggest or recommend that you do, especially on indoors. None of our sports are indoors this fall, being an all boys school. Everything is outdoors, so that certainly helps. But as a school, we had a pep rally the other day. All the kids were masked up. Some teachers are asking kids to mask up in classes, depending on what's going on with their system and everything. So, but as far as athletics, it's full go as best as we can. Everyone's welcome. We have plenty, everyone knows the routine, hand sanitizer, wash your hands, keep your distance. So we're continuing to encourage that. But as of now, we are welcoming everybody, and some people are wearing masks, and we certainly are. That's great, but we're not going to require it.
Okay, so keep that in mind for any Bomber fans, parents, families out there. If you want to make it out there, there you go. As far as the policies go at St. X, let's start talking about some of your fall sports here and some of your student athletes here. Let's start with cross country. They're about ready to get going. They haven't had a full competition meet as of yet. They're going to get going at the Mueller Invite coming up this weekend, followed by some action next weekend to start September before we reconvene here on the podcast. It's been a hot and humid last few weeks for sure in and around the area. So I just want to kind of get your thoughts on how you feel the runners have been able to handle that in training to get the season going, and then also how the coaches have maybe balanced that, maybe to not overwork the kids so that they don't get themselves overworked and then come out maybe a little sluggish to start the year.
Yeah, that's a great question. Our teams have been, going at it all summer long. They've been really doing it mostly in the morning. When you drive by St. X in the morning or when I'm on my way into school, you see our cross country guys out there, before the heat certainly sets in, especially before school started. We have about 140 cross-country runners this year, so it's quite a big team. And our coaches are doing a great job of monitoring the situation, monitoring the heats, doing a great job pacing themselves as far as what they're going to do when. You see them running down North Bend Road all the time, but usually early in the morning. But now that school started, certainly it's a little bit differently. So they curtail that given the heat in the afternoon, just to keep an eye on it. And, yeah, their first meet is this weekend at the Mueller Invitational. So I know they're anxious to get back out there. They were state runner up last year, state champ the year before. So there's some high expectations and they certainly don't let down. But, all of our coaches and our trainers, it's not about wins, losses necessarily. It's about making sure everyone's safe and bringing out the best in our kids. But safety's of the utmost importance. So they monitor that no matter what.
When they get the chance, they may want to take a dip in a pool afterwards and cool off there. Speaking of, let's jump into the pool real quick. Talk about your water polo team there. They're about to get going this week. They've got action set up with Princeton and Mason, but we look at the schedule on stxsports.net and we all kind of have the September 1st schedule circled at that point and seeing the matchup there, and also, you know, seeing where it's at now. You spent the first couple matches on the road. Now we come home on September 1st back to the Keating Auditorium. We've all seen the pictures, all the videos, the stories about the renovations of Keating Auditorium. What's that been like for you and the coaching staff here for the water polo team and the athletes to see the renovations going on? And I also have to imagine they're pretty excited about getting back in the home pool.
Oh yeah. I mean, our hope is going to be September 1st. Everything is on schedule. I go in the Auditorium about every day now to see the progress. Just put water in the pool for the first time on Friday to start checking all the filters, drains, all that stuff. Our water polo coach, and I know our kids are ecstatic about that. He's in there almost every day now, checking it out. You know, they moved their season last year from fall to spring. Usually water polo is a fall sport in Ohio, but they moved it to the spring last year because of COVID. So, you know, all spring, we didn't have the Auditorium at all because typically that's kind of a low period for us as far as swimming and water polo. So they were at the an outdoor pool, which I absolutely loved down at the YMCA, but they were beyond anxious to get back in Keating, especially seeing the renovations, brand new everything, locker room, everything. So yeah, they're looking forward to it. Our hope is that they get in there September 1 for that meet. If all goes according to plan, they'll be ready to go, and that'll be quite a way to start it against Sycamore, you know, big rivalry and a big meet, certainly. So yeah, we're very excited and looking forward to being back in there. It's a beautiful facility. A lot of people have been in there for a variety of reasons, and you're going to notice a 100% difference. The entire air quality has changed. You know, everything is brand new. So we're really excited about that.
We'll be looking forward to talking about that, assuming it is able to come to pass there in our next show in a couple of weeks there. Let's move on. Let's talk about another team. It's really had a busy month, and that's your golf team. They've had a lot of things going on here with the different squads seemingly going all over the place on almost a daily basis. It seems like for almost the entire month of August, as we're really getting going here, what went into the decision when you're putting things together schedule-wise from yourself and Coach Alex Kepley to have such a busy schedule in the month of August to get things going?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how many matches they go to all over the state and beyond. We have about four or five teams, depending on the day, competing at any single time. He really likes to try to get those in before the school year starts. You know, part of that is the availability of golf courses. You know, everyone, once school year starts, everyone wants to get there after school and in the evenings and stuff, especially when it's a little cooler out. So he really wanted to get those in before, you know, before school starts, and to get our guys up and moving and to get them, you know, working together as a team. Of course, they golf pretty much all year, but to come together as a team to start, you know, figuring out kind of who to put where and when. You know, we have three varsity teams that does a variety of things. So really to kind of gauge where things are, because then we start the GCL quads, which we started last week. We had our first one last week. We did really well. We were so far leading the GCL in the quad competition. So that is certainly the goal, to try to, you know, in the first 2 or 3 weeks of August, to really kind of see how guys are playing and to put them, you know, accordingly, depending on the team, depending on the invitation or the meet, to really kind of set them up for success and to kind of get the right guys in place for GCLs and beyond.
And we'll be spotlighting some of the individual golfers as we go along, because I've already seen some of the stuff on social media about some of the scores they're already putting up. Some guys in like the mid 60s, which seems like impossible for high school kids, and yet they're doing it already. So we'll be focusing on individuals as we go forward. Let's move on to the soccer pitch. And you know, coming off of a season last year, 16 wins, you get all the way to the state semifinals before falling to New Albany. You start this year with a nice 2-1 win over Lakota East. So that's a good way to start on this campaign. Obviously, there's a high expectations across the board at St. X Athletics. A lot of times it's state championship is always the goal. This team fell a couple of spots short there, as I said, last year in the semifinals. As the season's gotten going here and in preseason training, what has been your evaluation of this team this year? And what has Coach Schaefer said to you about this team's long-term potential?
Yeah, you know, last year was a special year, and coming up just short, I know, was devastating for the guys. And I think the guys that are returning, it gave them that momentum and that drive to see how, you know, to get to that level, but then also to certainly try to keep going with that, which is really important. So Coach Schaefer has said, you know, this senior class especially is a very special senior class, great leaders, great camaraderie, togetherness. You know, they've been through a lot, having won the GCL last year and advancing like that. So there's high expectations. We're really excited because, This weekend is the Jesuit Cup. So there's four Jesuit high schools in Ohio, and the certain sports, especially soccer and baseball, they rotate every 4 years between all the schools. And so this is our year to have it. So we're excited to host that this weekend. Some of the best soccer in Ohio, St. Ignatius, Welsh Jesuit, and Toledo St. John's will be coming down for the Jesuit Cup Saturday and Sunday here at St. X. So that's really kind of been a big focus for our team and for the community to really come together to host that big event. So yeah, so they're looking forward to continuing. And, you said a goal is a state championship. I don't think necessarily a lot of times families and stuff see that as our goal. Our goal, though, I know for our coaches and our trainers and everything, our goal is to bring out the best in our kids, and then the wins speak for themselves. So, some great things happened last year, and I have a feeling that, they're going to continue this year, especially with soccer. So we're looking forward, and it's going to be exciting. And yeah, coming off that big win Saturday, we're looking forward to a good week. They play Anderson this week as well before the Jesuit Cup. So we're excited about that.
Well, speaking of a team that has, I would say, some mild expectations, if you will, let's talk about your football team. And of course, they coming off of a state championship 1 year ago, and start off the season with a very interesting bit of scheduling. You decide to schedule Lakota West in week one here. Of course, you saw them last year in the regional final, winning that game, obviously propelling you on to the state championship here. And a very tight game early on. You fall behind 14-3, and then things really get going for you. You score the final 28 points of the game, win that one 31-14. Interesting, though, we look at the schedule. You're getting that win now, and we had about 6,000 in attendance, which is just awesome. I'm sure that created a heck of an environment there. Now they're going to spend about the next month on the road, which is an interesting scheduling quirk here. It'll start this coming Friday, another tough game in Colerain, and then followed by a trip north to Olentangy Liberty coming up in a couple of weeks here. Let me take us back to week one with Lakota West and the choice to schedule them week one. What went into that decision, and how would you evaluate the performance of the team, knowing that you could – quite possibly see them again in another regional final down the road?
Yeah, no, it's a great way to start the season, for both schools, both communities. And, our coaches are such good friends. When he was at Colerain, when Tom was at Colerain, we always, that was just a big rivalry. And then since he went to West, and especially after last year's playoff game, the rivalry has kind of intensified a little bit. So as a coaching staff and administrators, we decided, okay, let's start big and see where we're at, really test where, Ohio gave permission to practice all summer. So they've been going at it, both schools and all schools around the state all summer. And so it kind of was a test to see where you're at. We saw that in the first half, kind of getting the kinks out a little bit. And I just can't say enough good about our coaching staff, about how, and our kids, of course, certainly putting their the plan into action. Those halftime adjustments were phenomenal. And our defense just really came alive with those crucial turnovers to really change the momentum of the game. And it was just a great way to start the season. The main reason people are asking why are we on the road for 4 weeks was mainly because Ohio moved up our football season a week this year. Half of our games last year were scheduled anyway, were out of state. So we had a lot of schools in Kentucky and Indiana. We moved up a week and they did not. So it really screwed up our schedule as far as we had a good thing going as far as kind of breaking up our home and away during the season. But because of that, we had to make some major adjustments, and we kind of took what we could get. So luckily we still have 5 home and 5 away, but unfortunately there's this little stretch of being on the road. But I think that'll be a good preparation for some GCL action, certainly. And the anticipation to be back here, our next home game is against Elder in September 24th. So it'll be a good test to prepare for that. Cause that's the first and foremost goal is the GCL, certainly. So that preparation will be good. And it was just a great atmosphere week one, and just to start big like that was good for both schools. Now they can kind of go back to the drawing board and see where they're at, make adjustments, and get ready for the rest of the season. And as you said, certainly more than likely see each other again later in the playoffs.
And we'll be looking forward to talking about that potential matchup down the road in the playoffs. Hopefully it is in another regional final there. And we'll see what happens at that point. We're just getting started here in the fall sports season. Brian, certainly appreciate the time here, and we'll look forward to reconvening here in again a couple of weeks and talking about some more great performances.
Yeah, thanks so much, and looking forward to it. Our fans are in our community, and our families are just really excited to be back. And it's nice to see. You know, Friday night was surreal, almost having all those students. We had probably 500-600 students in our student section, and they usually get there at about 10 minutes till the game. They're there about an hour before the game, so you can tell they're excited, and that really carried over onto the field. So it's great to be back, and we certainly want to continue to be safe and to move forward.
Take note, Bomber fans, get there early this year because it's going to be an exciting year, and we're looking forward to continuing to talk about it with St. X Athletic Director Brian Reinhart here in This Week in St. X Bomber Athletics here in ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.